When a bride and groom ask you to officiate their wedding, they are inviting you into one of the most sacred public moments of their lives. They may not fully understand everything that is happening spiritually, but they know this day matters. A wedding officiant is not merely a person who reads a ceremony script. A Christian wedding officiant is a trusted guide at a covenant moment. Think about what is happening. Two people are standing before God, family, friends, and witnesses. They are making promises that are meant to shape the rest of their lives. Families are being joined. A new household is beginning. The past, present, and future are all in the room. That is why your presence matters. You help set the tone. You help slow the moment down. You help the bride and groom understand that they are not merely performing a tradition. They are entering a covenant. A trusted guide listens well. Before you speak at the ceremony, you listen to their story. How did they meet? What do they admire in each other? What are their hopes? What challenges have they already faced? What kind of marriage do they want to build? A trusted guide also brings clarity. Many couples know they love each other, but they have not thought deeply about vows, covenant, forgiveness, household life, faith, finances, family systems, or spiritual practices. You are not there to overwhelm them, but you are there to help them see more. A trusted guide brings prayer. You pray before the meeting. You pray over the ceremony. You pray for the marriage that begins after the guests go home. A trusted guide also knows boundaries. You are not automatically a licensed counselor, attorney, accountant, or therapist. You serve within your role. When serious issues appear, you refer wisely. One common mistake is to think, I just need to get through the ceremony. No. You are guiding a sacred moment. Your words, tone, preparation, and presence can help a bride and groom remember that their marriage is before God. Wedding officiating is really marriage ministry, and marriage ministry begins with faithful presence.